Good evening and welcome to Lehigh Valley Art Salon with your host tonight, Neil Heaver. Tonight we're going to be talking about the blues, but the good kind of blues, the blues that are in festival form, the Pennsylvania Blues Festival, coming up here in the Lehigh Valley area, up in the Poconos, not too far from us here in the Lehigh Valley, I should say. Michael Cloran is our guest tonight, and Michael is an award-winning founder and producer of the Pocono Blues Festival. It's been going on for a couple of decades now. And we're going to talk about all that tonight and get the details on it, all the kinds of things that go on there, the artists that are going to be there, just sort of the spread of events, vendors, and also how you can participate in this festival, this annual festival. Michael, welcome to Lehigh Valley Art Salon and WDIY.
Thanks, Neil. It's a pleasure to be here.
I think it might be good, again, for our audience to get a little bit of background about you and your history.
Sure.
With the festival, because it's one that has a lot of interesting stories behind it and mm-hmm. a lot of history. So why don't we start there first?
A lot of history. And I've been in the ski industry since the late 1970s. And 1990, I took a group sales position at Big Boulder Ski Area, the people that own Jack Frost and Big Boulder in the Poconos. And being a music guy, being from Philadelphia growing up my whole life, I thought that a ski area would be a perfect place to do an outdoor music festival. And I was lucky in the 70s and 80s to experience live music by like Albert King and John Lee Hooker and Johnny Copeland and Coco Taylor, Muddy Waters. So I took the vision of doing a blues festival nationally and brought it to the Pocono Mountains of Pennsylvania because, as you know, a ski area is a perfect place. It's a natural amphitheater. It has infrastructure, plenty of free parking. Since 1992, for 19 years, from 92 to 2010, the Pocono Blues Festival, which I was proud to be the founder and producer of, was very successful.
And now renamed Pennsylvania Blues Festival, mm-hmm. celebrating 21 years of blues in the Poconos at Blue Mountain. For those who want to get more information, we'll give this web address again, but we'll do it right now. It's skibluemount.com. I'll spell that out for you. It's SKIBLUEMT, skibluemount.com. You can take a look at it while you're listening to the program now and see some of the artists and look at the schedule as well. July 27th through the 29th. So 3 days, two stages, and it says here 15 national acts. Mm-hmm. And I think we should start talking about some of the highlights and the artists that are showing up. But I know you have one change already to your schedule, and maybe you can enlighten us about that right away.
Yes, I do. And as you know, the event's the last full weekend in July. It has been for 20 years now. And on Saturday afternoon on the main stage from 2:45 to 4 o'clock, Neil, Michael Burks, wonderful guitar player from he says L.A., but at Lower Arkansas, unfortunately passed away at the age of 54 on May 6th, traveling back from a flight from Italy to Atlanta, and he had some heart complications, and he passed away, and he'll be really missed in the music world.
Yeah.
So had the opportunity to bring a wonderful roots musician from Colorado. His name's Otis Taylor. He's making his return. He played the Pocono Blues Festival in 2003.
Well, anybody who knows blues certainly knows Otis Taylor, so mm-hmm. that's a great replacement.
Thank you.
For Michael, and very sad to hear
yes.
about Michael's passing and that you weren't able to have him at your festival this year.
Yeah.
Well, that's the main stage, so we make that correction here, and we'll be sure to mm-hmm. let our listeners know about that on the main stage, on July 28th, Saturday, July 28th, what you see on the schedule might say Michael Burks, but Otis Taylor mm-hmm. will be there from 2:45 to 4 p.m. Let's talk about the stage areas that you have and some highlights of each one of them. So main stage, Otis Taylor now will be a highlight at 2:45. Who else?
Yeah, the event starts on 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, Neil, and Marquise Knox is extremely talented. He's a 21-year-old musician based out of St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
So born into the blues, and his mentors were the great Henry Townsend and Robert Lockwood Jr., so he had royalty there. Styles kind of like an Albert King style, extremely powerful voice. You would think he's 40-something years of age when he sings. So He once played for me at Big Boulder at Pocono a few years back, and we brought him back because he'll start it off with a bang playing traditional blues music.
And we'll listen to some of his music a little bit later in the program. Mm-hmm. I see Joe Louis Walker is on that stage as well.
Joe Louis Walker, brand new CD on the Alligator label that's doing really well. The CD's titled Hellfire. Joe's making his third appearance in the Poconos. He played in 1997 and 2006. And he'll be playing on the main stage from 6:15 to 7:30 p.m. Very contemporary artist, great songwriter, wonderful vocalist.
We just got to see him recently here at Second Story Blues in Bethlehem, which was a real nice show. Well, we'll get to the other stages in just a moment, mm-hmm. but why don't we listen to a little bit of music of Joe Louis Walker? You gave me a CD, and we're going to mm-hmm. be listening to a track from that. It's called Soldier for Jesus. Give us a little bit of sample of the music that can be heard on the main stage. That would be Saturday, July 28th, up there at Blue Mountain. Take a listen to this, and we'll be back to talk more about the other stages.
I want everybody that can hear my voice. Put your hand on the radio. I'm a soldier for Jesus on the front line. I'm a soldier for Jesus fighting the devil all the time. I'm a soldier for Jesus on the front line. I'm a soldier for Jesus. I'm fighting the devil all the time. I saw the devil and he saw me. I fell down to pray, y'all, on my knees. I have my Bible in both hands. When I got up, you know, the devil done took off and ran. I'm a soldier for Jesus on the front line. I'm a soldier for Jesus fighting the devil all the time. I'm a soldier for Jesus on the front line. I'm a soldier for Jesus. I'm fighting the devil all the time. Went up a mountain, came down the other side. I was scared the devil, I was standing eye to eye. He said, I'll give you anything, Joe, your heart desires. I say, what you selling? You know that I ain't buying. I'm a soldier for Jesus on the front line. You know that I'm a soldier for Jesus. I've been fighting the devil all the time. I'm a soldier for Jesus on the front line. I'm a soldier for Jesus. I've been fighting the devil all the time. He fought for you.
The music of Joe Louis Walker. Soldier for Jesus is the title of the song, and Joe Louis Walker will be one of the folks making an appearance on the main stage Saturday, July 28th, and that is at the Pennsylvania Blues Festival up at Blue Mountain. And our guest this evening on Lehigh Valley Art Salon is Michael Cloran. Michael, we're covering the stages right now,
mm-hmm.
and we're right on the main stage at this point in time talking about some of the artists there. We're going to play a little bit of Marquise Knox later, but we're listening to Joe Louis Walker. What else would you like to mention about the main stage? And then we can move through the vendors area and over to the tent stage.
The setup, Neil, is really user-friendly. So the main stage, picture a big parking area. You're at the very base. If anybody's been to Blue Mountain, it's at the bottom of the mountain by where their tubing facility is. So you have a big air-conditioned lodge. Big parking area, free parking, and then you have a main stage, like a concert-type main stage, mm-hmm. and then you have a 9,000-square-foot performance tent stage. So, as you well know, for as many people that love the main stage site, there's that many people that love their music up close and personal in a performance tent stage. So that'll be a mix of acoustic performances, workshops, and electric performances inside the tent.
Okay, and then you also, you have vendors in between. Right?
Yep, food and non-food vendors in between, probably 36 non-food vendors and maybe 18 to 20 food vendors.
Well, let's talk about some of the artists that are going to be on the tent stage then.
Okay.
This is quite a variety. Why don't you just start off with Dawn Tyler Watson?
Dawn Tyler Watson is from Montreal. It'll be a duo format. She's an extremely talented vocalist, and Paul DeLoriars is an acoustic guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a very rare United States appearance. Like most of these artists, she travels internationally, extremely popular in Europe. She's very dynamic, almost like a Betty LeVette kind of feel to her. Beautiful young lady, and she really struck me. I saw her for the first time in Montreal in October. And I really enjoyed her. So what I like to do, Neil, is when several times, if you miss one performance by an artist in the tent, you get a second chance to see them. And that's the case with Dawn and Paul.
I see. Yeah, on the bill twice.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Good. And Wallace Coleman?
Wallace Coleman, the great Robert Lockwood Jr., once said he would never have a harmonica player in his bands until he saw Wallace Coleman. Wallace Coleman performed 11 years 1985 through 1996 with the late, great Robert Lockwood Jr. And his music is extremely traditional. He's from Cleveland, Ohio. It would be Little Walter Jacobs, Sonny Boy Williamson, five-piece, very traditional sound. He's 75 years young, and he has that harmonica frame with those big fingers and real tall and thin.
Mm-hmm. And I see also you've got Billy Branch and Lurie Bell, and Lurie Bell is on a couple of times in different stages.
Yeah, like what I try to do is give the fans a really good opportunity to see the headliners in an up-close and personal format.
Mm-hmm.
So this time, Billy Branch and Lurie Bell came out with two CDs called the Chicago Blues Living History, nominated for a Grammy Award. It won a Blues Music Award this year with Billy Boy Arnold and John Primer. So the fans will get a chance to see Billy Branch, who's a tremendous traditional harmonica player from Chicago, and Lurie Bell, of course, the son of the great Cary Bell, in an acoustic duo format, acoustic guitar and harmonica.
Going back quickly to Saturday's main stage on July 28th, you spoke about someone named Marquise Knox.
Yes.
And we're going to listen to some music of Marquise Knox right after this message here on Lehigh Valley Arts Salon on WDIY.
For program support on WDIY, we thank the Philadelphia Museum of Art, presenting Gauguin, Cézanne, and Matisse, Visions of Arcadia, in which the masters and their contemporaries evoke the bliss of an earthly paradise. On view starting June 20th. Tickets at philomuseum.org.
You're listening to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon here on WDIY, Allentown, listener-supported community public radio. This is your host, Neil Heaver, speaking tonight with Michael Cloran. He's the founder and producer of the Pocono Blues Festival, and these days you can get to the Pennsylvania Blues Festival and see a great lineup of acts on different stages, and we're talking about that right now. That's up at Blue Mountain, and that's coming up this month. You've got dates between July 27th, campsites open, and you've got main stage and tent stages where various acts will be performing, and we were talking about the main stage opener, Marquise Knox, and you wanted to play some of his music, so let's talk about him a minute, and we'll play a track from him, a song called Here I Am, in just a moment. So tell me about Marquise. I don't know him.
The state of the music's in good hands when you have artists like Trombone Shorty and Shamika Copeland, Gary Clark Jr., another great act out there from Austin, and Marquise Knox is another one of those names. He's 21 years old, from St. Louis, extremely traditional sound. He'll play like a Flying V guitar. Has an Albert King feel to him, and his vocals would remind you of like a 40 or 50 year old. So he played for me a few years back and made such a solid a hit at the fest.
He's a very young man, though, judging by the photograph here on his CD.
He is. He's 21. He's a he's an old soul in a young man's body.
Hmm. Well, why don't we listen to some of them, because the music is going to speak louder than the words, isn't it?
Yes,
Marquise
it will.
Knox, one of the featured artists, will be on the main stage Saturday, July 28th. In fact, he's opening that stage at 1 o'clock, and that will be at Blue Mountain during the Pocono Blues, the Pennsylvania Blues Festival. Right here on Lehigh Valley Art Salon on WDIY. Thank you.
star. All I need, baby, my guitar. Here I am, live in flesh. Here I am, here I am, doing what I love the best. One man told me, said, son, I got some news. It ain't no future in a young man playing the blues. But here I am, baby, live in the flesh. Here I am, here I am, doing what I love the best.
Music there from Marquise Knox. Here on Lehigh Valley Arts Salon, we're listening to music from the opener for the main stage Saturday, July 28th at the Pennsylvania Blues Festival. And boy, that young man certainly sounds like he's a lot older, like he's seen a lot of history, Michael. Michael Cloran is here with us talking about the Pennsylvania Blues Festival, and that's somebody you were very excited about putting on the bill.
Really excited about it, Neil, because he gets it. You know, when you have Robert Lockwood Jr. and Henry Townsend and Little Milton, Ike Turner, I mean, the history of St. Louis music, as you know, is so deep and so long. And this youngster has taken the tradition and is really doing it the right way. So I love to showcase artists like that.
Yeah, you know, I like the fact that he was taking his time, too, on the guitar solo. He left a lot of room in there, and that's beautiful because a lot of younger artists want to, like, impress you and fill the air with thousands of notes.
Exactly.
And he can lay back and do it quite nicely. So nice to hear that. We're going to have to wrap up soon here. We're going to listen to some music from Corey Harris in just a few minutes. Where's Corey Harris is going to be in one of the tent stages, yes?
Yes, he'll be performing solo. He also has a band, and Corey has several different styles. He's doing like a Rasta kind of thing with his band now, his latest CD. But what I liked him, I saw him in New Orleans about a year and a half ago. I saw him solo, and it'll be a really traditional sound. Corey is an extremely talented musician that's been around for a good 20 years now. So what I try to do, Neil, is mix it up, you know, from contemporary to traditional, from acoustic to electric, female vocalists, harmonica players. And again, you don't have to be a blues fan to dig this. You've got to be open to hip music, and it's fun, from New Orleans music to Texas to Chicago.
There's one other who has a great name, and I have to ask before we give out the details of the festival. Teeny Tucker.
Her daddy is Tommy Tucker, that wrote High Heel Sneakers.
Yeah, sure, I know that.
Teeny's an 8-piece contemporary blues vocalist from Columbus, Ohio. Extremely talented. And then she'll be playing one set on the main stage from 3:30 to 4:45 on Sunday, July 29th. And she'll be closing the festival inside the tent from 7:15 to 8:30. So she's a compelling artist.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And that sounds like somebody that I want to look up on the web and see what she looks like and how she performs. It sounds like a lot of fun. Well, the festival is coming up. You've got campsites open on the 27th. And it closes on Monday, so folks have time to sort of pack up and get out. That sounds like it's convenient.
You can camp one night, two nights, or three nights, Neil. Mm-hmm. And your campsite's literally is adjacent to the main stage. So you have like a 100-yard walk to the air-conditioned lodge. So everything is really laid out conveniently at Blue Mountain.
Give us, again, the dates and then how folks can go online and look at tickets and how tickets are available.
Yep, it's the end of this month, July 27, 28, 29. We have a jam Friday night with Mikey Jr., who is a harmonica player from the Philadelphia area. And then the jam Saturday night is Steve Geiger, another national act, a great traditional harmonica player. So they can go to skibluemt.com. So it's skibluemt.com. Or they can call us 610-826-7700 for advanced tickets. They could save a good amount of money between now and the festival itself. And, of course, if they have not purchased advanced tickets, there's plenty of tickets available at the door.
Okay, and I see there's also a Facebook logo here, so there's a Facebook site for it.
Pennsylvania Blues Fest Facebook, right?
Okay, and if you want to look up the address, you know, for driving directions, 1660 Blue Mountain Drive, Palmerton, PA. Once again, that's skibluemount.com. I'd like to thank you, Michael Cloran, our guest today, talking about the upcoming Pennsylvania Blues Festival, July 27th through 29th at Blue Mountain Ski Area in Pennsylvania. Always great to have your company.
Always enjoy it.
And let's walk out with some music of Corey Harris.
All right.
You picked a song from him called The Fish Ain't Biting.
Yep.
Oh, yeah! Check it. Give a man a fish. Teach him how to fish. Bring the whole school to his door. But what's he gonna do when the water dry up and the fish ain't biting no more? Hmm.